You don't
I
want to
know.
do a séance to Lucille Ball? Get her on the podcast.
Wait a minute. Now you just you
Ziba to Lucy,
come
Ziba to Lucy.
over.
Come in, Lucy.
Hello.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I'm your host, Ziva.
And your co-host, Erica.
Today, we are talking about the episode The Seance, which is season one, episode seven. It aired November 26th, 1951. Directed by Mark Daniels, written by, you guessed it, Jess Oppenheimer, Madeline
Pugh.
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 Pugh. Pugh. Pugh.
And Bob Carroll Jr. It was filmed October 19th, 1951. And here we go. Lucy's obsessed with astrology and numerology. And this happens just when Ricky's about to be interviewed by a producer who also believes heavily in the supernatural. So to appease him, everyone, the gang, hosts a seance and contacts his dear departed Tilly.
And this episode was based on one of the My Favorite Husband episodes titled Numerology, which was first broadcast on Christmas Day 1948. Yes.
Broadcasting stuff on Christmas Day.
About numerology.
Will not be.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we'll just do a special podcast about numerology.
Oh my.
Set up.
On Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
How do you feel about numerology? Because when I first started doing, you know, gathering information for this episode, I did look it up to kind of see what number would be, you know, affiliated with me. And I kind of lost interest because you go to different websites and they all have different ways of, you know, a formula to figure it out. So I just kind of gave up and just said, I'm a Virgo. I'll stick with that. So
I have such mixed feelings about all of that in general. You know, I feel like I'm a very spiritual person.
Yeah.
The idea of spirits and things like that is not, but like numbers and assigning numbers to things. I don't know. I never got into that, but I also never looked into it very much. So
yeah.
I can't objectively say either way.
Yeah,
but
see,
it doesn't seem like something that I would get into.
You know, I think I'm the same way because I think it's hard for me to even do things like meditate, which means you kind of have to leave your own body and maybe have your mind go elsewhere. And I think that's the same thing you kind of have to do with
numerology. Your mind.
Clear your mind. Yeah.
Clear it.
Yeah, and I just can't. And so maybe that's
don't have
why.
Much in there.
So. You're just kind of like
brushing the cobwebs out. Yeah.
So I just, you know, like I said, I'm a Virgo. That's as far as it goes, only because the numbers and the dates assign it. And there's that. But seances, like the title of this episode, is something that I've never, you know, even attempted to learn about. I know what it is, no. But, you know,
you
the idea.
You haven't wanted to connect to a dearly yeah. departed.
No, I don't want to, you know, Ethel to my grandmother or anything like that.
You don't want to do a seance to Lucille Ball? Get her on the podcast?
Wait a minute. Now you just.
Ziba to Lucy. Ziba to Lucy.
Come over.
Come in, Lucy.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy.
Shut up, you twerp. Okay, no, that's part of the
episode.
We'll get into it. It's part of the episode. All right. So it opens up with Deb in the kitchen, Lucy and Ricky, and she's all into her numerology book. You know, she's distracted and very much, you know, into it. And Ricky notices this. And of course, she starts off by telling him about what she just learned about numerology, and he's not into it at all either. And we have the toast flying.
Yes, which was just chill. She was just so chill about it. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what did you think about Lucy? Don't you like the way I vibrate?
Well, ma'am. If we're talking about 1950s, then we're talking about now. But I think we've discussed these a few times where certain comments that they make are, you know, kind of are on the side of risque for the 50s, you know,
right, like, for the time,
for the sure. times. So
even
saying,
when Mr. Merriweather says, "Do you Ouija?"
Yeah, and she says, "Pardon what? Me." Like, it sounded something. Do you Ouija? And if you don't know what a Ouija board is, and you're really like wondering what's happening here. But the reason we're saying that line is because she's telling Ricky that they need to kind of get their numbers in order so their vibrations won't be off. And she means spiritual vibrations, or, you know, and that's when he says his line, "Lucy, don't you like the way I vibrate?" And you can kind of interpret that the way you want, you know?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We jumped right into all of this.
Into vibrations? But yes.
Vibrations into the show. But I did want to mention that that the date the episode was aired, November 26th, 1951, Lucy and Desi had a press photographs taken with their infant daughters. Maybe I can post that on when we release this. And then on the day the episode was filmed, October 20th, CBS, that was October 20th, 1951, CBS debuted the I logo, which they still use today.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first time they used that.
Hey, I better figure out the right one for you. Maybe if you're something besides five, it'll help our vibrations.
Lucy.
What?
Don't you like the way I vibrate?
Oh.
Hey, by the way, my barber is going to call this morning to see if I can make it this afternoon for a haircut. Tell him yes.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I want to look up your horoscope. This might not be a good day for you to have a haircut.
Goodbye, Lucy.
Wait a minute. Here it is. Gemini. This is your big day. Everything you do today will turn out well. Okay, Ricky. It's all right for you to get a haircut.
Well, I don't know. I'm worried.
About what?
You better look up the barber and see if it's a good day for him to give me a haircut.
Oh. Now you go on. You feel free to say yes to everything today, no matter what it is.
Oh, boy, will I?
Exactly the same thing it said yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is yesterday's paper.
What?
Uh-huh.
See? Oh, no. And I told Ricky to say yes to everything today, and this may be his no day.
Oh.
What did I do with today's paper? Oh, no. Oh,
wait, let's find that horoscope. Here it is. Gemini. What does it say? This is not your day. Danger lurks everywhere. Climb in a hole and pull the hole in after you. I have a feeling we're going to contact the other side tonight.
Yeah, what makes you think so?
Shake hands with Tilly Merriweather.
Huh?
Ricky will kill me if he knows what I'm planning. But after everybody gets seated, I'm going to sneak away from the circle, and I'm going to be the voice of Tilly.
Lucy will kill me for even thinking about this, but as long as we're going to go through with the seance, Mr. Merriweather might as well really contact his wife.
Yeah?
Now, would you care to help me, Mrs. Merriweather?
I think you've snapped your twig, son.
Now, look, Fred, it's very simple. All you have to do is pretend that you have a headache and that you want to go downstairs to bed, see? Then as soon as the seance gets going, I'll stamp my foot twice. You sneak up and pretend to be the voice of Mrs. Merriweather.
Going into a trance, I shall try to contact Tilly. The next voice you hear will be the voice of Tilly.
Oh.
What's the matter?
My foot was asleep.
Oh, Weather. Ethel to Mrs. Merriweather. Come in, Mrs. Merriweather. Over.
Is that you, my dear?
Yes, darling.
Darling? That doesn't sound like Adelaide.
Shut up, you worm!
That's Adelaide!
In real sense, Lucille Ball actually was kind of into the supernatural and numerology, like she is in this episode.
Yeah, I did see some of that. Her one of her great friends was Carol Lombard, and her mom once told her, you heard that story, she told her that the letter combination of AR was lucky for her because most of her fame came after being R Naz, and Ricardo.
Ricardo.
When the I Love Lucy character's surname was changed from Lucy and Larry Lopez. Side note, I don't like that. I don't like the Larry Lopez in the pilot. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month, by the way, everybody. Just aside. Where was I? And after that, every character Lucio Ball played on TV had the lucky AR in their last name. Carmichael in the Lucy Carter. Show. Carter in Here's Lucy. And
Barker.
And Barker in Life with Lucy.
Which also, Barker?
You don't like Barker?
No.
Oh, that wasn't like sure.
Barker.
Wait, hold on. I don't think they heard you. Can you do that again, please? What's happening? And that's with Life with Lucy. And when she was deciding whether or not to make the move from films to television, Lombard, who, by the way, died in 1942 in a plane crash, came to her in a dream and urged her to give it a whirl, she says. So, yes, she was very much into superstitious, you know, beliefs. And I, you know, if it helped her in her career and kind of make certain decisions, I think they were great. Yeah, because obviously they were spot on with what she accomplished. But that was interesting.
And lastly, before we go back to the vibrations, astrology speaking, Lucy says she's a Taurus. We need a shirt about vibrations, like so, milk and vibrations.
Milk, vibration. Sorry. Note to self, merch will be of vibrations.
Vibrations.
It's getting out of control.
But Lucy says she's a Taurus. Which is April 20th to May 20th. But in Lucy's mother-in-law, which is season 4, episode 7, she says she was born on August 6th.
Which is an actual birthday.
Yeah. And that's her actual birthday. And Ethel says that she's a Leo, just like Vivian Vance was in real life, born July 26th, although in the episode Ethel's birthday, which is season 4, episode 8, it was originally in like November, I think. So that would be Scorpio. And then Ricky says he's a Gemini.
May 21st to June 21st.
Okay. And then technically he was a Pisces. And Mr. Merriweather's a Scorpio. So just
some fun facts.
Was interested in that.
If you ever listen to Lucille's actual New York Jamestown accent, sometimes it does, she had to kind of get rid of some of her accents, some of the way she said certain words, right? So the way she says Gemini kind of stood out to me because I've never heard anybody before or since say Gemini.
Gemini Cricket.
So I thought it was kind of interesting how she said Gemini, because I've never heard anybody say it like that. It's always, you know, Gemini, just aside. But
back the kitchen. To numerology. They're the kitchen. Lucy says she's a 3, Ricky's a 5, Ethel's a 7, and we'll find out this later, but Missy Mary, well, there's a 1, which means they're all odd.
We're all odd, aren't we? And then Ricky makes a face after that. I'm like, what?
We're guessing. I mean, I'm guessing that Fred is also odd, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't
maybe
think
he's the odd one out.
Yeah.
Maybe he's an even. I don't know. But so she is, you know, looking through this book of numerology to figure out what Ricky's name is, and it's supposed to be Genevieve.
So you can get,
which again brings another joke.
Oh.
Yes. No, that joke.
Right, oh, that there, one, the hers and hers
joke is a little bit forward and risky for the time.
But the times, because having two females, right? So it would be Genevieve if that was the name. See, that's what I'm saying. It confused me because I know there were some things where they were kind of assigning names, assigning numbers, and then they also assign numbers to objects. I don't know if you picked that up, but you know, and so is the numbers for the objects, for the people, for the names? I mean, not that it all matters now, but it's just the way it was written. It was just, you know, that's probably why I lost interest right away, because I couldn't follow. So after, you know, they're having breakfast during this time. And when Ethel comes in, you know, hands her a dollar, that's, she was kind of predicting that that was going to happen because her hand, her palm was itching. And so she said it's going to be a woman coming and she's going to give her money. And she did, because she owed her a dollar.
I was told that when my palm itched, someone was talking about me.
Well, see, I thought it was ears itching. Oh, for God's sakes. I don't know.
Just basically, if anything itches, someone's talking about
me. Maybe it means we need a shower.
Was it $10?
I thought
it was $10. It was just a dollar.
Yeah. And here's the dollar I borrowed from you, is what she says. So she hears her. Yeah. And so he tells her that, you know, he's waiting for a call, or he's wanting to leave. She wants to read the horoscope before he leaves to make sure that it's a good day, you know, to go about your business, or to go out, you know, and say yes to this or no to that. And although I do like the line previous to that, where she's throwing out numbers and he's looking, gazing off into, you know, wherever, and says he was thinking of a perfect 16 he used to know. So there's, yes. Oh my gosh. So let's
see here. Before we move on, we need to write a letter to Desilu Productions again and ask, like, were just toasters extra springy back then? Because how many times did that toast fly up in the air?
Dear non-existent Desilu Productions, my friend Ziva would like to know.
I have to like dig it out of the toast.
I think you need a new toaster. I think I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
No, don't give me a toaster. Our toaster is fun.
Although
it's really nice. It's like this retro one.
Yeah.
And I haven't had problems with that one, but it's really nice.
I wonder if the Desilu Production, you know, merch division has ever jumped on that and sold toasters that spring. If not, I just gave them the idea. Get on it, y'all, or we will, or something.
Give us some money. Give the podcast some
money.
You
are welcome.
Also, the Ivy set that the Ricardos have, I'm like on a lookout for that.
I think this is the second time you mention it. Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
I think,
well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if anyone knows of a place to get a hookup for them, we're
putting where to find
left
us
and right here. So, yeah. Also, before we, I'm sorry, I just really love when Ethel walks in and Lucy goes, "She's a woman."
And he says, "I guess so."
I guess so. On the front of the paper, so you were talking about how he like wants to leave and she's checking the paper,
right?
And she reads that, but on the front of the paper it says suits, $28,
right?
So that's like for women's suits. That's like $294 today,
which
that seems really expensive. Is that, it's a women's suits. I mean,
yeah, it says
Mrs. not
and
expensive
misses and half sizes.
I've never bought a suit before.
Neither have I, but
like, so if anyone knows if that's expensive, it just seems really expensive, like to spend almost $300 on a suit. I mean, I guess, but I don't know, because when Colin and I went, my husband and I went shopping for a suit for something, it was pricey.
Yeah.
Then, but I don't know. It just seems like,
yeah, $28 though, just because we're talking about the 50s, it seems like a great sale, but I think you just, you know, talked about the inflation, so perhaps not. So she looks at the paper and tells him to say yes to everything, and of course, the look on his face is, "Oh boy, will I?" And it's just just waiting for the opportunity to just do something wrong and just, it's too much. But so of course he goes out and then realizes, or Ethel realizes, that it's the wrong paper, wrong day anyway.
Yesterday's, right?
Yeah. And so of course the next one, it's amazing. It goes from say yes to everything to you know, potential doom the very next day.
Stay at home, pull the covers over your head.
And say no to everything. He's
really want to go by my horoscopes and call into work and be like, I'm sorry, I can't come into work. My horoscope said stay at home.
And then they'll say, then my head. Just stay there from here on out, because that is silly. So, of course, the phone call does come in because he is waiting for a barber to call, but he's also waiting for a talent scout. Is it a talent scout to call? Yes. That has a show that Ricky wants to be part of. So as soon as Meriwether calls, who is not the barber, she immediately says no, because she's all into the, you know, astrology and all of that. But
did you notice the couch when he came back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cushion. So this is the first episode that they add a cushion to make him appear taller than Lucy, or as tall as Lucy. And you can see the difference when he gets up. You can see that the difference in the cushions, but
they do that a lot, because later on in other seasons, they add to the shoe to make him taller that way. Yeah. So
they give him like a little lift,
because Lucille was a tall woman, you know? Mm. And so, yeah, they always wanted to make
a little bit shorter than,
to make sure he looked taller. So, he comes back, she tells him, you know, the mistake that she made. And I don't know, maybe just struck me this way, but when he gets upset about her doing, I think I see the face you're making. You know, he says, you're going to go down there on your knees and tell him, you know, to forgive you for getting it wrong. I mean, that felt a little excessive and suggestive.
Yeah. I also, you know, when she was like, I was only trying to help, and he says help ? And she yells help.
Yeah.
I know it's supposed to be funny. I do.
Yeah.
But I've never been a fan of like Lucy running away from Ricky like that.
Like scared of
what is she running from?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of that.
I don't know. It's just, that's me jumping on my like,
There
shouldn't be anything to run from. Even if it's verbal, you don't run away. You just stand there and
deal with it. Right.
What is she running from? Anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of that though, because kind of when they purchase things they're not supposed to, or spend more than they should, the fear is not of, oh no, he'll get upset about the expenses. The fear is, like you just alluded to, a punishment or even physical violence. I'm sure. I mean,
yeah,
we've discussed, you know, the spanking episodes that you see, and it's things like that, that tells you that this grown woman, this wife, is afraid of her husband, not just for what he's going to say, but what he's going to do. And I think that kind of, that comes up in this episode too, when she makes a mistake of saying no to the wrong person, which can be easily remedied, you know, just by a phone call.
Just go talk. Of course, I'm sorry, but after we said all of that, I do love that she's just still making jokes when Ricky's mad at her. He says, you know, you'll go down there on your hands and knees or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, won't it be faster if we take a cab?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's not that afraid. That's when we, you know, it cuts to Mr. Meriwether's apartment. And we've seen him a few times in I Love Lucy. And this actor, of course, is Michael Romano. That's his birth name. His actual, you know, stage name is Jay Novello. And he was a short, dapper man. Kind of very, you know, meek looking. And he was also, you know, always playing ethnic types, kind of Spanish, Greek, or Mexican, or Italian. But he did come from Italian immigrants, his parents. So, you know, kind of goes with that. And he was born in Chicago in 1904.
My favorite episode of him on I Love Lucy has got to be the one where he rents their apartment.
The sublease?
Yeah. Yes.
He plays Mr. Beecher. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That one was, he's perfect for that role because, I mean, just a little gust of wind scares him. So he's perfect for that, you know, but.
So yes, they have this whole talk where basically Mr. Merriweather is saying, I understand totally. And also I can't speak about business. Anything after 12. And of course, Ricky's going, oh, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But that's when he asks if she Ouija's. Because he wants to, do you Ouija?
Excuse
me? And the way he says it, like,
it's creepy.
Ouija?
Yeah.
As soon as Lucy hears that he's trying to contact Tilly, she's like, oh, we can do that. We can put on a seance.
But before that, how do you feel about Ouija boards? Silence.
Listen, as I mentioned, I think that there are spirits. I believe in spirits. Mm-hmm. And so maybe to that extent, ghosts. I don't think that they have anything to tell me. And I don't think they're sticking around to answer my stupid questions on a Ouija board. Like, are you there? Yeah, I'm just going to come over and be like, yes.
Yeah, you have the one opportunity to reach a ghost and you're asking them if they're there on the Ouija board. But
then if you're doing it with someone else, there's that trust that they're not just manipulating it to be whatever they want, you know?
Yeah. I've never attempted it. I don't want to know what comes of it. I know it's probably just a game or who knows, but there's one too many horror films that include Ouija boards. So I'm not like going to disturb.
Mary. Did you ever do Bloody Mary?
No, but oh gosh, see, now you're making me go back. Because when I was a kid, I was the youngest of six cousins. I was the youngest, and they would always mess with me with the three times saying it in the bathroom, and then they'd leave me in the bathroom and I'd cry, you know.
I'm bringing up some trauma.
So Bloody Marys and I don't even drink Bloody Marys, so I have no affiliation with,
you know, I've never had one. They don't seem good.
Yeah.
Tomato juice. Anyways, back on track. I don't, if you OBG, I'm not dissing you. I just don't get it. And I won't do it myself.
I'm not going to disturb the dead. Let them rest. They've seen enough. You know, they've seen enough.
Why are you talking to me?
Yeah, we're the ones dealing with this. So he also plays the Mario from Visitor from Italy, where no one remembers who he is when he first walks in. And all four of them are trying to figure out who this visitor is that they apparently had invited over just to come over and stay. And they're all trying, they pretend to, all four of them pretend to know who he is. And it's hilarious when they all finally figure out that it's Mario and they say it all at the same time. So he did do a few, you know, film roles until he died in 1982. He played anything from Westerns to action pictures to serials, like The Adventures of Smiling Jack, 1943.
I was just thinking, could you imagine him like as a cowboy? Just
why did I just picture a very tiny cowboy hat, tiny boots? Because he's such a small man. He's a very petite. Oh. I could pick him up and just throw him across the room. He's just hilarious. He's perfect for those roles that they hired him for. But
yeah,
certainly probably not played the cowboy type
in those. Yeah.
not right, the John right. Wayne.
No, for sure. John Wayne probably could just pick him up with one arm.
Yeah,
he's a big man. So we go to the seance because they've decided to do it. I just want to say that I absolutely love what Lucy's wearing at the seance.
It was beautiful. You're right.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Ethel's wearing like a rug or a blanket or something.
Hold on. Before that, I know that there's a part that was left in because I watched these episodes. I have them on DVD, but they also have some on Hulu. And this one happened to be on Hulu. So I know that they leave some things in that they don't put out when they broadcast it on network television. Did you see the line where Lucy says, you never can tell. Before the evening's over, we may see a spook. And Ricky mm-hmm. says, don't tell me you invited your mother. That line was not a network television. And she goes, really? What? Yeah, no, but it was here. Yes. And so Ethel comes in as medium Rhea, but it was only put in there for that
joke.
For that joke to hit perfectly. Well done, medium Rhea. Oh my God.
Oh man. So yeah. So medium Rhea is wearing
robes.
A blanket or it looks like a blanket or a rug. And but so she
curtains.
Looks ridiculous. I love it. And yeah. maybe curtains, but then she makes one of Fred, who's wearing a fez. He's wearing a Theron Shriner's fez.
Yeah, it's like a Shriner's hat.
Fraternity organization.
Yeah.
It was a subset of the Masons, which was founded in 1959 in Fresno, California. Fresno, California. And that's where she says, you know, this isn't a Shriners convention.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shriners, formerly known as the Ancient Arabic Order of the Nobles of the Mystic Shrine.
Oh my.
Yeah. Or the Masonic Society, established in 1870, and its headquarters is in Tampa, Florida. So
they go back a long time if Fred mm-hmm. is wearing that. So she comes in being the medium who's going to call the spirits in for Mr. Merriweather, who they think is trying to channel his wife, Tilly, but it's not his wife, yeah. Tilly. And so before that, just so they don't end up looking bad in front of him. The girls have a plan to make sure that Tilly is there. And then of course the guys have their own thing too in the kitchen. They plot themselves. So that's funny that neither knows that the other one is plotting the same exact thing. And then just,
I love when Fred's not supposed to ham it up. And then I love Ethel's reaction to him.
She doesn't care.
Oh, you're fine. Go.
And then, of course, Ricky's like, how dare you, you cold woman? Can't you see this man is in pain?
Ricky hams it up.
Yeah.
Ricky hams it up.
Just so he leaves.
Yeah.
So the line, of course, when he comes in, Mr. Merriweather comes in and she's introducing Ethel, she says, this is the medium that's going to perform the seance today. She's psychopathic. So of course she means psychic, but
yes,
it's funnier when she says psychopathic. So of course the famous line when they're trying to call the spirits is Ethel to Tilly. Come in, Tilly. Over.
Yes.
Maybe we should insert that here because we're not doing it any justice.
We're not doing it great.
And so, of
just
course,
cut that out.
They, what's funny is at first she's saying that she's cold because she went outside without her shroud, because she's an angel perhaps and cold, but then she's near the fireplace, gets burnt and said, or doesn't get burnt, but it's kind of hot. And you know, it's kind of alluding that she's in hell.
That's where you are.
And so that line gets a laugh because, you know, instead of being there, she's there. And
also my favorite line from that moment mm-hmm. is not when she says she went out without her shroud and he asks if she's sick and she goes, sick, I'm dead.
Oh yeah. And everyone just accepts it.
Yeah.
And that's
and
just
not even in the voice.
Yeah, the Lucy voice.
She says it in her voice.
Mr. Merriweather is not too bright. Bless his heart. So after they, you know, say goodbye to Tilly, which everyone assumes is Mrs. Merriweather, then he wants to channel Mrs. Merriweather and they're all not knowing what to do with themselves because, you know, they thought that's who she was. And that's when Fred comes in and does his own voice for her. And it's just a high pitch. Wait a minute.
I'm not doing it again. Nope. It's a one and done situation.
Wow. That, ladies and gentlemen, was Ziva being Mrs. Merriweather. So they spook each other.
Like, that doesn't sound like Mrs. Merriweather.
Shut up, you twerp. That's Mrs. Merriweather. She sounds very mean.
Yeah.
So then she asks, or actually before the dog is like, well, I just kind of told you that Tilly was the dog, but before they say goodbye to the dog, he asked who the favorite was. And that's when they were trying to figure out who this Tilly was, but he's her favorite, of course, because of course she is. But that's pretty much, I think, towards the end of it, because then they tell each other that they think they really did call, you know, the dead, but then a jig is up and they say it's each other doing the voices. But
and Ricky gets the part, right? He gets offered a bigger role than he was planning.
Yeah, thanks to the seance.
Yes. So he should be thanking Lucy.
It's interesting because I don't know how much, you know, of numerology and astrology and things like that were being addressed in those days. So I wonder, you know, because people were so into writing letters and things like that to television shows and programs back then, if it bothered anybody, or just kind of like, it's just another episode, you know? But it's not like when she...
What were you gonna say?
It's not like when they had to cover up her pregnancy or anything, or sleeping in the same beds or things. It's just astrology.
Well, this episode, was actually also a rerun during Lucy's maternity leave. So,
oh, a flashback.
Ethel tells Ricky that Lucy's down at the library looking up numerology. She thinks that according to numerology, Ricky's name should be Mott Morenzi.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, does it?
Yeah, but then Ethel remarks that, you know, because Ricky says that no son of his will be named Mott Morenzi, and Ethel says that he should be glad, because when Lucy added up the numbers incorrectly, the name came out as Xavier.
Of course it did. That back name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's always a reason to stick that in there, but
yeah. And then lastly, for me at least, about specifics, like facts, in 2001, there was a Polish remake loosely based on I Love Lucy titled, I'm not even going to try to say it. It says I Love Clara. And it was the episode was called Showing. It was loosely based on the episodes and co-written with cooperation of the original I Love Lucy writers.
Really? I did not know
I couldn't. I tried really hard to find it so I could give it a little watch. I think it only had like one season, a few episodes, so it didn't do very well. But I tried to watch it, but I couldn't find any place to get it.
How interesting. So. I did not know that. Yeah, so this one was fun, only because the Mr. Merriweather character is just, he's so small. It's just so small. Funny.
Oh, no.
You know, because this, like I said, the other one where he plays, he's trying to find a place to stay because he witnessed the murder or something. It's just everything scares him. And the way they mess with him is so bad. So we'll get into that later, but it's just so bad. But yeah, thanks guys for listening to us today. And we do have, you know, a few fun episodes coming up with our Let's Talk to Lucy reviews and some interviews coming up too. And yeah, we're growing. I love it.
We're growing. We're having more feedback from people. Mm-hmm. We're learning what you guys like Instagram stories, questions.
Yeah, yeah. So I love the engagement because
more of those.
Yeah, yeah. People love to answer those, and they're good. I mean, I remember I put one up with, you know, do these people know who this actor was married to? And you know, like, immediately I got all the responses of Tallulah Bankhead. It's like, wow, you guys are good.
Obviously we know that. Give us a hard question.
Yeah. So if you have anything else to add, then we'll just say thank you to everybody. And you can find us on all your favorite streaming services. Our email is havingaballpod@gmail.com. Send us any feedback. And please leave us any rates or reviews on iTunes or Spotify. I don't know if Spotify allows reviews, but anywhere where reviews are allowed, because they do help.
Yeah, like if you like it, review. And if you have a particularly negative review, you can post that, but also send it to us, because maybe we can do something about it. If it's about the amount of time we bring up milk, though, that's
we're not moving that.
Non-negotiable. We're trying to get a sponsorship with milk.
Yeah. We also have a YouTube channel, so find us on YouTube. We sometimes post these full episodes, because sometimes some people are more visual than they are audio, you know, friendly, but and our interviews will always be on YouTube. Yeah. So, yeah.
You get to see me, you know, absolutely not dressed up. Like, our logo is the absolute opposite of how I am always.
Yeah, they were very friendly with us with that logo, but.
Yeah, I was like, wow, you made me look good.
Look at us all dressed up. Well, I'm in a jeans and a t-shirt. Well, thank you guys.
You know what? It's 9 o'clock, so 10 o'clock.
Somewhere.
So,
yeah.
Here, me.
Your time.
10 o'clock. Yeah. Okay, so.
We'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.